Mr. Cruz, Rene R-E-N-E, Cruz, C-R-U-Z. He was born 10-19-85. His date of birth, today is 12-18. This is a 39-year-old gentleman. He's a maintenance worker, but he does a lot of sitting down. Comes in today for evaluation of his pre-diabetes. He wants to have blood work done. He also suffers from hypertension, pre-diabetes. He's been out of medication for some time. History of neck pain, back pain, has had six injections total in his back and neck because of herniated disc. He doesn't have the money to have surgery, but he definitely is a candidate for surgery, period. New paragraph, COVID immunization, none, allergy, none, family history, diabetes, high blood pressure, no colon cancer, social. He does smoke. No, he doesn't smoke. He does drink alcohol. He has one child that he doesn't see very much. He's with a woman for past 18 months who has four children, allergy, none. Medication, fluoxetine, 10 milligram a day, metformin, 500 BID, but he only takes one a day. Amilodipine, 5 milligram a day. Gemfibrozil, 600 milligram BID, gabapentin, 304 times a day, and naproxen as needed. He's alert, he's awake, he weighs 235 pounds. He says his weight's up about 10 pounds. 97% O2 side, 98, 20, 74, 151 over 97. He says he's been out of his blood pressure medication, and he hasn't been taking it at this time. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs, clear abdomen, soft neck, short JVD, skin shows no rash from mucosa with hemorrhagical non-focal. Patient did undergo ultrasound of his abdomen. He does have fatty liver. Oh, surgery, status post-cholecystectomy. He doesn't have a gallbladder, of course. His kidneys look normal. His bladder look normal. Mild BPH. He does have frequent urination, but I suspect related to his blood sugar. His carotid ultrasound is normal. His thyroid shows no cyst or tumor. His echocardiogram shows LVH. Mild RVH, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Lower extremity are negative for PVD or DVT. Today he had blood work done, which we'll go over as soon as available. He also received Bromfed. No. He also got. He did not get any of his blood pressure medications refilled because he had that done earlier, refilled earlier at his regular PCP. Next time is chronic low back pain. Next one is pre-diabetes, but I suspect he has now diabetes now. Next one is weight gain. Next one is non-compliance with meds. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is hypogonadism. Next one is suspect sleep apnea. Next number is we'll call patient with the results of the blood test as soon as available. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Next number, he was told to lose weight. Next number, as far as his neck pain is concerned, there's really not much else to offer him because he was told he needs surgery because of multiple herniations in his neck and low back region, but has had no history of falls or any other issues in the past. Thank you.